And Jesse Pierce is back on the Lake Show, host of the Bar Down Beauties podcast, also does some great coverage of the game of hockey for NHL.com. And I want to start off her appearance tonight this way, okay, because we got a little bit of controversy. Chris doesn't know anything about this, but I'm going to let the listening audience in on a secret. So I was just recently at the Wild Islanders game last weekend, and I know Jesse's a little bit still upset with me, but it was me, Jesse Pierce, Dane Mizutani, you know, the big three, right? We're up in the press box hanging out watching the game. They're covering the game. I'm just kind of hanging out watching the game. And Jesse, she asked her friend, that would be me, Henry Lake, hey, why don't we grab Taco Bell afterwards? And I did not accept her invitation for Taco Bell, and I could tell it the extreme disappointment in the look on her face, like, hold on, Lake, you've been talking about Taco Bell. I'm offering Taco Bell. Why not Taco Bell? And I told her, I said, I can't do it tonight. And so we'll get Taco Bell done. But I could, I let you down that night. I could tell.
You did. I'm still not over it, frankly. Those invitations are so rare. They're so special that I don't just hand them out willy-nilly. You know that. Plus, like you said, the big three. We've been talking about T-Bell together collectively as a group for years now. And we have the opportunity. It was right there in our hands, in the palm of our hands. And you said no. And so it's going to take a while for me to move on. But eventually I'll get there.
No, this is what we need to do, okay? And I don't know if you want to be the person to do this or I could do it. But what we need to do, Jesse, is we need to send a letter or do something or send something out to Taco Bell and let them know that this is a bit on the show. I'm dead serious. Because what they would do is they could probably send us a gift card, and then we could go, me, you, and Dane can go to Taco Bell on them. This happened to me in Kansas City. In Kansas City, I had never had what's the thing that they do with Wendy's? It's the Frosties and fries, right? I was like, Frosties? I was like, Frosties? Who dips fries in a Frosty? Well, they heard about it. They sent gift cards and said, hey, we need you guys to go do Frosties and fries. And sure enough, we did it on them. So the word can travel back to Taco Bell and they can hook us up, don't you think? It's only right.
I think so. I mean, while they're at it, they could just put a cantina in my house, too. I've seen those commercials. I know they've done it for other people.
Okay, Devontae Adams. She thinks she's Devontae Adams.
We're right up there with Devontae, I think, if you ask me.
All right. Before we get to the Wild, I do want to talk to you or ask you a couple of questions about the Four Nations face-off. How excited for this are you?
I am super pumped. I am a big USA Hockey person. I had interned there right out of college, so I kind of started drinking that Kool-Aid early. So I love international competition, but what makes this Four Nations so great is it's best on best. It's a good preview for the Olympics next year when the NHL is allowed to compete again. It's crazy. You look at Canada's line last night. You've got McKinnon, Crosby, and McDavid all playing together and collecting on a goal. Like, that's illegal. Like, these are the elite players in the NHL. I do wish that Russian players were allowed to compete to take it to that next level. Obviously, with the political affairs going on as they are, still not allowed for international competition, but I love it. I'm super excited. Yes, I understand that there's a risk of injury, and unfortunately the Vegas Golden Knights are now seeing that with Shea Theodore getting hurt last night, out for a bit here, but I love it. I get amped about it. Plus, you got USA versus Canada Saturday. Give it to me. And then tonight, USA, Finland dropping the puck here.
Yeah, USA is heavily favored, too. They are, minus 400 in betting over Finland. And I'm assuming you're going to watch a little bit of that tonight?
Of course. I have had it circled. I mean, I want to try to give Finland some credit, but you just look on paper at that roster, and it's just it doesn't compare to the depth of the U.S. I thought Sweden did a nice job showing up last night. I think they're a pretty strong team, too, but I think everybody from the outside knows it's probably going to come down to USA and Canada for that gold.
All right, so wait, how many members of the Minnesota Wild organization are involved in the Four Nations?
You've got five players. So Sweden has Filip Gustafsson, Jonas Brodin, and Joel Eriksson Ek. Gus was actually the starter last night, who took Canada into overtime. Joel Eriksson Ek, Jonas Brodin scoring goals for Sweden yesterday. So I'm sure Bill Guerin, who is the GM of the U.S. team, was pretty thrilled to see that. So you got Billy as head guy of Four Nations. John Hines is an assistant coach. And then Matt Boldy and Brock Faber are competing for USA. So you got five players. And then those two guys working as well. And then I believe you've got John Worley, Joel Ward. So some other members of the Minnesota Wild also doing kind of some behind the scenes stuff and administrative work with Team USA. But those are your big five as far as the players. And then, like I said, Heinze and Guerin as well on the staff.
Yeah, so I know that we how long does this actually go until? Because I know that right now we are in the round robin part.
Yes, you got three games of round robin play next week in Boston is when you will be crowned a winner. So it's a 10-day break like you would for the NHL and the All-Star game anyway. It's also kind of cool because Four Nations is utilizing this to try out some new things. They did a 10-minute overtime, which is obviously something that they're not doing in the NHL. It's just a 5-minute overtime before shootout, but they've implemented that. Plus, they're implementing a little bit longer of a media timeout and shorter intermission breaks, which will be kind of interesting. So they're playing around with some of that. But, yeah, 10 days in and out. I'm sure those guys coming back from playing in this tournament will be a little bit weary, a little bit tired before game action picks up already in a little more than a week and a half.
Yeah. All right, we're talking to Jesse Pierce on the Bar Down Beauties podcast here on the Lake Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. All right, before we get into the Wild and what how they did going into the break, is Avery near you?
Yeah, we got a little galantine. She's eating some strawberries.
Yeah,
right now.
I could hear her. I was like, that sounded so cute. I'm not hating on her. Yeah. It just sounded so cute. And yeah. I was like, I think I can hear her in the background. Tell her I said hi. Hi, Avery.
She goes, me. Henry Lake says hi. You say hi.
Hi.
Ah, awesome. Awesome. That is awesome. How old is she now?
Yeah. She's three.
Oh, she's three.
Yep.
Was there terrible twos or was she not terrible?
It's all terrible. No, she's got a little bit of attitude. She's certainly like her mama. She likes things done her way, which I'm very proud of. I want to raise a nice, independent woman, but some days I don't. So some days I'm like, I would just prefer you to listen to me and not do it yourself. But here we are.
All right. What's your evaluation of the Minnesota Wild heading into the break? Because I was there against the Islanders. I don't care that it was the Islanders. I just want this team to win and get better and get healthier. And I think that it just felt like the reaction from when I left the X that night heading home, it just sounded like, even on the post game and stuff, it sounded like people were just like feeling good that the Wild went into this break. Just kind of feeling good about how they went into it with the win.
Yeah, they got two wins at home, which, again, has been something that's far and few between for Minnesota this year for whatever reason, and that's been kind of leering over Minnesota's head, especially when it comes to playoffs and whether you want to be the home team or the road team. I mean, this year you look at the way the Wild has performed on the road. They'd almost be better off starting the playoffs as the road team just because they've had more success there. But to get two wins against two very good teams in Carolina and the Islanders, I think that said a lot. And Minnesota has put themselves in good position just mostly because of their great play from the beginning of the year. They're fifth in the West, third in the Central Division, 2 points ahead of the Colorado Avalanche for that top wild card spot. So, I mean, the playoffs are pretty much a thing. It's just kind of a matter of jockeying for position. So they're going to have to come out of this break just as strong-willed, just as heavy-footed as they have, hoping to be, you know, a few less injuries. Kirill Kaprizov still out. He probably will not return. I wouldn't expect until probably the end of March. He did have his surgery. Joel Eriksson missed that game against the Islanders, but is playing in Four Nations, so that looks good. And then Ryan Hartman is appealing his suspension, so he might be back sooner rather than later. So ultimately, it's all systems a go. I mean, it's game after game. Everyone is in a playoff push at this point. So Minnesota is going to not only have to play their best, but they're going to have to be ready to play against some of the best that teams have as everybody's looking to gather points.
Well, I think you just touched on a big point, though. Like, if anything, you want this team and this organization that generally throughout the years has played well at the X to play better at the X the rest of this season.
You know, it's a really curious question because we've been kind of asking John Hines just that, like, what is going on? We've asked the players because it's not something that's lost on them, and it's such an anomaly. I mean, for years, the XL Energy Center was this boding place to play. Visitors hated coming in there because the fans are right there, and not that the fans have dissipated at all, but it seems to be a mentality switch is what John Hines said. He said for some reason the team gets away from what makes us successful. They get away from that north to south game. They get away from winning those simple battles, and for whatever reason just kind of do things completely opposite of what they know they need to do. Again, you saw them get back to that a little bit against the Hurricanes and against the Islanders, which I think is good. And they know what they need to do. It's a matter of just doing it, which to me sounds very simple. You know, just do it. Just go ahead and do it. But for whatever reason, that's been holding them back. And it certainly can't, because in March, they are home I kid you not, Lake, I'm going to put a cot in the bottom of the XL Energy Center because they are home pretty much every other day come the month of March. So there is going to be no excuses. You have to win at home coming up here.
As a media member, as a wife and busy mama with kids, how do you take advantage of this couple-week break or week and a half break?
Well, as you can hear, the children in the background, they certainly like it. They're very shocked when I'm like, oh, we don't have to go to hockey tonight. They also see that I'm not getting dressed, which is always their cue of I'm not going anywhere. We're just staying at home. That's okay, Avery. So it's mostly just that. It's kind of catching up around with stuff around the house and just hanging out, enjoying the break as much as I can. For me, though, I like to be a busybody. I do start to miss the rink. Luckily, I'm able to watch hockey with the Four Nations going on, so it's not complete removal, but we all need that little mental space, I think, too.
All right, so now what is the Valentine's Day candy of choice? So you're doing gallon. What is it called?
We're doing the Galentine's. I'm going to start this tradition with Avery, so she always loves me and never gives me any grief when she's a teenager, because we all know that that is probably on my horizon. Tonight we did build your own flower bouquet, which was a lot of fun. Yep, we did flowers. And then there was a little coffee and bakery flight as well, kind of in our local Matamida community for a Galentine's night out. So there were drink options at the local watering holes, which obviously we're going to skip this year, but down the road we'll plan to hop in on those, I'm sure, too.
You got anything for the hubby tomorrow?
We are going to a golf simulator and doing golf for a couple hours and grabbing a bite to eat. Nothing too crazy. I'm not a big Valentine's Day girl. Imagine that. Like, I'm just not – I don't need that excuse to shower. I just love being able to do something, maybe get out of the house. Usually, ironically, the Wild have always played on Valentine's Day, so they've been my date for the past couple years. So it'll be nice to not go to a hockey rink anyway. But, I'm just looking forward to hanging out.
If I'm Jesse Pierce's husband, I'm just saying every day with Jesse Pierce is Valentine's Day, and we just keep
moving.
What a
guy. See, we got to get you writing that card, those cards, those Hallmark cards, Blake. I tell you what, man, that's all I'm saying.
Oh, man. Well, Jesse, I appreciate you hopping on with us tonight. Be well. Enjoy the time with Avery and with your husband tomorrow, and we'll talk to you later.
Always. Happy Valentine's Day, buddy.
All right. Take care. Thank you. That's Jesse Pierce on the Barton Island Beaters Podcast joining us here on The Lake Show.